morning.
Pastor Eric is out of town today, so service will be led by myself this morning, and we welcome Mr. Ed Allen, who will be sharing our message this morning. A couple of announcements I'll just draw your attention to. Everything's in the bulletin there. I just wanted to point out the Youth for Christ announcement there, if anyone's interested or available to help with Tuesday morning Bible study, that's in there. Also, adult choir will be starting this week on Wednesday at 7:30. So if you are interested, we welcome all. Don't worry if you can't sing, we'll teach you. It's just a great time of fellowship. All right, we let Roger sing, so if we let Roger sing, anybody can get in here. Yeah, exactly. Oh, let's come together and start our worship this morning. Psalm 95 is a scriptural call to worship, a song of praise, and a call to submit to the Lord as the people assembled in the temple. Verses 1 through 7. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Let us pray. Bless our worship this morning, O glorious and mighty God. Hear our songs of praise and receive the willing submission of our grateful hearts. We bow before you, Lord, as people of your flock, thankful for your care and redemption through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Good morning. As the team comes forward to help lead in the call to worship, it's titled Egypt. Have you had an Egypt in your life? Has God delivered you? It's on. There we go. All right, we'll start again. Good morning. Our title for our call to worship is Egypt. And have you had an Egypt moment in your life? Has God delivered you? Have you thanked God for your deliverance? Maybe you're going through an Egypt right now. We invite you to join with us if you feel led. It might be a newer song. I'm hoping the chorus is at least familiar. But listen to the words of Egypt.
Forget the wonder of your God, deliverance, the exodus of my heart. You found me, you freed me, held back the waters for my release. Oh, Yahweh, you're the God who fights for me, Lord of the sea, you have led me through the deep, hallelujah. part the sea. You have led me through the deep. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Beg a little forgiveness and grace. We are working with a new system. We are using lyric videos, which we think is a nice enhancement to our morning worship. So give us grace as we are trying to go with words and as we lead you, but we can still praise the Lord together. So if you are able, please rise and join us in praise, followed by Death Was Arrested.
I'll praise in the valley, praise on the mountain. I'll praise when I'm sure, praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when I'm numbered, praise when surrounded. 'Cause praise is the water my enemies drowned in. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I'll praise when I feel it, and I'll praise when I don't. I'll praise 'cause I know you're still in control. 'Cause my praise is a weapon, it's more than a sound. My praise is the shout that brings Jericho down. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
I'll
Praise 'cause you're sovereign, praise 'cause you reign, praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful, praise 'cause you're true, praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise 'cause you're sovereign, praise 'cause you reign, praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise 'cause you're faithful, praise 'cause you're true, praise 'cause there's nobody greater than you. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I won't be quiet, my God is alive. How could I keep it inside? No, I won't be quiet, my God is alive. How could I keep it inside? I won't be quiet, my God is alive. How could I keep it inside? Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Over me, you have made me new. Now life begins.
yes, we're free, free forever, amen. When death was arrested and my life began, oh, we're free, free forever, we're free. Come join the song of all the redeemed. Yes, we're free, free forever, amen. When death was arrested and my life began, when death was arrested and my life began, when death was arrested and my life began.
Thank you. Now let's go ahead and pass the peace of Christ with one another.
Okay, will the children come forward? Good. All right. You want to start with a joke? What do you call a sad strawberry? A blueberry. Okay, one more. What did the mama cow say to her calf? It's pasture bedtime. Thanks for the laugh. All right. Have you guys ever maybe been sort of bullied at school, or like people have said maybe rude or nasty things to you, or maybe done something nasty or whatever? How do you react? How do you feel?
Mad.
Mad. It is easy to get mad. That is like the first reaction, to get mad. And it just kind of blows up inside you like this balloon. I practiced stretching these earlier, but I don't think enough. So it just like blows up inside you, and you kind of carry it around with you. And then maybe the next recess or the next day you see them again. And even if they don't say something to you, it just comes back and it just gets bigger inside you. And each time you see them, it just brings that up and you get mad and maybe more mad. And I'm not going to do that when it is right next to my face, but somewhere in here, I have this little pin. And if that's blowing up inside you all the time and making you mad, more mad, more mad, what winds up happening? You want to do it?
Sure.
Yep, that's what happens, okay? It just all at once blows up, and then you say things you shouldn't say, or you do something you shouldn't do, and then you wind up getting in trouble when there probably was something better. Now, sometimes what we do is somebody says something to you, and it kind of eats away at you. It gets blows up a little bit. But you don't really get super, super angry in a way. You just kind of hide it inside yourself. And maybe you kind of laugh it off and make it seem like it's not a big deal. But then later you do see them again, or maybe they say something again, and yep, it gets bigger inside you. And it gets bigger inside you. And it just keeps kind of expanding and bugging you and getting big. Want to try it?
Yeah.
Oh. You know what's happening, but it still makes you want, thank you, makes you jump. Okay? Thanks. And then there's another way to handle it. The Jesus way to handle it. And definitely the hardest, needs the most practice, but somebody comments about who knows what. Maybe the game you played and the shot you didn't make, or who knows what. And it sort of wants to build up in you, and yet you say, nope, I'm going to forgive. I'm going to forgive and not let it bother me. And the more you do that, the more practice you get at that, the better you are. And pretty soon, the things that people say or do to you have no effect whatsoever on you because you forgave them. So it's not making you bitter inside and mad and angry. You just let it go, forgive them, move on, and do it the Jesus way. Okay? All right, let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for each one here today, and we ask that you are with them every step they take, and when they feel angry, maybe they're getting bullied or someone is saying bad things to them, help them to control anger, help them to do it the Jesus way, to forgive so that they are not bitter. Be with each of us this week. Amen. All right. Thanks for coming up.
I think you had better behaved children than you did the first service. Some of you know what I'm talking about.
What are you looking for?
You know, they say there's a lot of sacred things in life. I guess some things just aren't sacred around here. What do you think? Anyway, thank you. It was a good message. It ties in very well to reconciliation, by the way. The fun of being together and laughing together, sharing together, and coming before the Lord is also the privilege we have to share together in prayers of thanksgiving, prayers of petition, as we come to God asking for his guidance, asking for his presence in our lives, and asking for healing among those that we have concerns for. And so as we do that, let us be aware of the names in the bulletin, the people who have needs, the people who we give thanks for the blessings of their lives. And let us also be mindful of the people whose situations live in our hearts as we come before our Lord in prayer and thanksgiving. Father, we come before you at varying degrees within our lives of thankfulness for the numerous blessings that you have given us, the blessings that we acknowledge, as well as the blessings that we sometimes just take for granted or don't see. Cause us to open our eyes, our ears, and our hearts and our minds to accept the numerous blessings you've given us and you've given to the people around us. We have people on our minds and listed in our bulletin and filling our hearts who have specific needs. And we ask that you would hear our daily prayers for those individuals, for their situations, that you would bring hope, that you would bring understanding, and that you'd bring us to share our compassion and understanding just as you do yours with them and with us. Father, we ask your blessing and your guidance for safe travels for the folks going to Biloxi on a mission trip this next week. We ask that the lives that they touch would be touched with the hope that you share through these individuals. We ask that their witness would certainly be a witness that honors you and conveys messages of your love and your compassion, of your grace among those that they work with and among those that they serve on your behalf. We ask that you'd be with Eric and Lynn as they travel, and that you would be with the new family unit that they welcome into their family, that this would be a lasting and a joyful union that brings great joy to the families, that brings great understanding, that demonstrates your love for them and for the lives that they touch. And we ask that you would guide each one of us. Guide us in not allowing our balloons to bust or to burst or even to float away with the gushing wind of open ends, but that the balloons within us would be balloons filled with the hope that you provide for us, that they would be filled with your dreams and your visions for our lives, and that we would fill them so that they touch the lives of those that we bounce off of. And we ask, Father, that as we pray together, that we would not pray just words out of memory, but that we would pray together thoughts out of our hearts, recognizing your greatness within us and through us, as we come to you praying together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our sermon scriptures this morning are taken from the books of Isaiah and 2 Corinthians. First, I'll be reading Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. And from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And our final scripture reading, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For he says, in the time of my favor I heard you, and in the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God is faithful, always. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Please rise with us if you are able, and let's sing together of his wonders and of his grace with the song Always.
I believe you gave sight to the blind. I believe that the dead came to life. I believe there were wonders and signs, and you're still the same. I believe every word that you said. I believe there are scars in your hands, that your goodness is good.